This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's time now for Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. My guest this week for Around Montgomery County is Montgomery County GIS Coordinator, Mary Purcell. Mary, welcome, my friend. How are you today?
Thank you.
And we are here to talk about, this is a big week for you and your office. The County Board unveiled this week that a new website that you could obtain by visiting the county's website is now online that pertains to GIS, properties, so on and so forth. Tell us a little bit about this website, because this is a pretty big deal for the county.
Well, the website was implemented so that we could cut down some traffic. There are people that can't get up to the second floor, the third floor very easily. There are people from other states that need to have access to information and property boundary lines. And pretty much that's what kind of drove us to, okay, we've got to do something. And we had counties around us that had already implemented this. So this was kind of just something that needed to be going, taking place.
And we were talking about this a little bit off air. What you were just describing, I guess, was the history. You had the need, you figured out a way to get it done. Is that basically how this came about?
That's correct. And we would slow some of the traffic down at the courthouse. People could 24/7 get their information.
And of course, I was, before you came in here today, I was on the website, which, for those that don't know how to get to this website, why don't you tell us a little bit about where this is on the county's website, because it's really easy to obtain.
If you go to www.montgomeryco.com, and up in the left, there's a box on the, on the right-hand side, there's a box, and it says Montgomery County Online Map, and you just click on that, and it takes you right to it.
And I did a search of my name, and it's amazing to me how detailed this is. This is not just a front picture of your property, though it does have what Ray Durson uses.
Right.
But it also has a satellite picture of the property as well. This is just incredible.
Yeah, these are flyover images. These are still shots. Right now, what we have is our 2003 flyover. We do have another flyover. It has been flown where the municipalities are, and that will be coming very soon.
And of course, this is just a sign to me of technology and how advanced this is. You can right now go online, you can look at your property. If there's any dispute about if a tree belongs to who, it can be fixed relatively quickly, especially with this new website.
Right. This allows you to take a look at your property boundary lines, and by no means is it a survey, but it can give you a general idea of where your property boundary lines are. And if you have a dispute, if you think they're wrong, you can easily obtain your deed that has the legal description and then compare it to the two.
You mentioned the pictures that are currently online on the website. It's from 2003, and there's a new flyover scheduled. I don't know when it's going to happen.
It's already happened. Well, they have got all the, there's two resolution flights. There's a high flight, which is in the rural, mm-hmm, and then there's a low flight, which is in the residential. And we have the residential flyover. It has been done. We don't have them back yet, but it's only within probably the next 30 days we'll see that.
And then, so the website would change instantaneously then with the new pictures,
that's
I would
correct
assume.
Mm-hmm, that's correct.
And then following this flyover, how often, I mean, I guess it's just what, up to the county board to determine, hey, we need another flyover, and they can come up with the funding to get that done at that appropriate time. This isn't going to be like a yearly thing with the flyovers, correct?
Right, and our rural flyover will be done then in the fall. They'll catch back up and get the whole thing flown, and then it will be 3 years, and we'll readdress whether or not we need another flyover.
And of course, one good thing about it, it's a free service, at least for now. So, I mean, that's a good thing. This gives county residents like myself or whoever the opportunity to go online, search their name, search the property, and get all the information. And it gives you an idea about property taxes and how your property is valued. I found mine very, very interesting.
Right. Some of them you'll see even a sales history on there, you know, where what it was purchased for, say, 5 years ago. And as it moves forward, then, you know, the how it has increased in value.
And, of course, like we mentioned, it's a great addition. It's been a long time coming, but it's a sign of the times, isn't it, Mary?
Correct. Yes, it is.
Mary, anyone with more information on this website, it's very easy to get to. Like we mentioned, you go onto the county's website, click on the top box on the right-hand corner. It says GIS map on it. Anyone seeking more information regarding the new website and the program, what's the number that they can call?
They can call either my number, which is 217-532-9580, or they could call Ray Durston's office, which is 217-532-9595.
Mary, it's always a pleasure. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And I look forward to our chats in the future. Thank you again.
Thank you.
And this concludes this weekend's edition of Around Montgomery County, where my guest was Montgomery County GIS Coordinator Mary Purcell. For Around Montgomery County, I'm Tobin Ott.